Okay, with me I have here Angelo and Amelia, a couple from Long Beach, and they're going to share, Angelo's going to share his story with us. How are you today, Angelo?
I'm just fine, thank you.
Good. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what your condition is before you came to see Dr. Tong and what you did about it?
Okay, the main problem before was snoring and sleep apnea. Mm-hmm. Okay, snoring put us in two separate bedrooms because she cannot stand the loud snoring, and so we have two separate bedrooms.
Mm-hmm. It was very loud then.
For a long time, yeah. And when I heard about somebody's doctor is specializing in snoring and sleep apnea, then I went and attended his meeting, and then they went me to go for examination and tests. Mm-hmm. So they give me an examination for snoring, and they put me in one night an appointment to sleep there all night and to be tested about how serious is my snoring and the movement of my feet and all this other problem connected with the snoring.
Right.
Then after that, they definitely say you have a problem with snoring and also sleep apnea. And up in the afternoon sometime, I feel very sleepy on the way home. That's about between 4:30 and 5. And that was caused by not having enough sleep. Mm-hmm. And then I went to another doctor who is ENT. And what had happened is he examined me, and from the test, from monitored by the television and all the wires that was connected with my brain and my heart and all, it shows that I really have snoring and sleep apnea. So he recommended the doctor that I see is ENT, and he said, you will need to get better. And to get better, you will have to go through a surgery of the inside the
throat.
Mouth, mm-hmm, the throat. And I said to him, he said, what are my choices? He said, well, do nothing and keep on snoring or get surgery and then be better.
So
I take the third option, which is they give me a CPAP, which is a machine that give me breathing and keep it all night when I go sleep. Mm. And then that forces air and keep me asleep, but still the snoring is there.
So you were still snoring?
I still snoring.
With the machine?
Uh-huh. Okay. Then after a while, I have come across other people who are in the same boat as I am about snoring and sleep apnea. And I talked to her in private, and he said, did you get surgery? And I said, no. And then I said, how about you? Did you get surgery? And he said, yes, I did have surgery, but snoring is still there, and it becomes more problem because when you have surgery, the snoring is still there, but the problem that are affected with this operation is they take out most of the inside of your mouth. And after they take it out, when you take in some food or something to swallow, you have no control of what's coming in, and there is no pillar in there to gauge whether it's too big or enough. And then they come right out and without any warning whatsoever. So she told me, you're lucky you did not go through there, because I already went through, and we have come across a lot of people that after surgery
they couldn't even eat.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And they still had the same problem.
They're still snoring.
Uh-huh. And then I also attended meetings about people who receive the machine, and they have also the same story that they went through surgery, and the machine is the relief because it keeps him breathing. And then when you have the machine, the snoring is not there because you have the thing on your nose and your mouth, and it pours the air in your system.
So then what, okay, so you decided not to take surgery, so how did you find out, what did you do next? How did you find out about Dr. Tong?
Well, my wife had problem with her hernia, and then Henry was the one who recommended to Dr. Tong to see whether he can help.
Mm-hmm.
And Henry was one of Dr. Tong's patients because mm-hmm. for a long time he had problem with strength, and he wasn't able to climb stairs and had lots of little problem about strength.
Mm-hmm.
Then Dr. Tong was able to fix it, and he feel good about the treatment and vitamins and all the things that happened mm-hmm. to him. And he's now have a new life, and then I want to get the same thing.
Okay, so you decided to see Dr. Tong.
I see Dr. Tong.
And so how's your snoring now?
My snoring may be close to 9, from 1 to 10. And then he went, I have first treatment, it went very low, maybe down to 5 and then to 4 and now lower.
So now it's improved.
Mm-hmm, much
a lot.
Improved. Mm-hmm.
And you know, now you can't tell whether or not your snoring has improved, but your wife can, right? So
that's correct.
Okay, so why don't we give the headsets to Amelia, and we'll have her kind of tell of how she feels. Angelo's snoring condition has improved. How are you today, Amelia?
I'm okay, I guess.
So you've noticed a change in his snoring. How good is it now? I mean, or how much less?
It's better.
It's better.
Mm-hmm.
So before, how it was very loud, very
disturbing. Very loud. Oh, you can hear it next room.
In the next room.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so now, now you're not even sleeping in the same
You can't
room.
Hear it from outside the door. He left the door about that much open, mm-hmm. And I listen when I go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't hear it from,
outside,
you know, from outside. So I have to go inside, and that's when I can hear him.
It's still a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But not even as bad as it was before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, that is amazing. You're glad that he didn't get the surgery. Otherwise, he can't eat.
Yeah. Or he'd be throwing up. Huh?
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for sharing your story with us.
Yeah.